This is BlackAmericaWeb.com News.
Flood-ravaged Texas could be in for more rain this weekend. With the Colorado and the Brazos River still rising, officials urging everyone who lives anywhere near them to evacuate now.
Powered by News One.
Good morning. It is Thursday, May 28th, 2015. Happy birthday to Kennard Whitfield. That would be the proud papa of Nikki Woods. Homeowners dragged their soggy carpet to the curb and mopped up their just the awful muck left in the wake of the flooding on Wednesday after a barrage of storms and floods in Texas and Oklahoma, leaving over 20 people dead and still many others missing. More rain fell on the Houston area, temporarily complicating the cleanup a day after the downpour of nearly 1 foot. That would be 12 inches of rain, triggering the worst flooding in the nation's fourth largest city has seen in years. Hundreds of homes have been damaged. A lot of people are still fearing the floods as they are moving to higher ground. A lot of families are being separated as some members are going to safety and other family members are being told that they're saying that they're staying in their homes to order to protect them. It's a very dangerous situation. And of course, we just talked about it just peripherally is the tornado that went through the town in Mexico. And in just in a matter of minutes, they had about 15 to 20 people killed there. And the storms continue. Just when it lets up a little bit and then more rain comes. FIFA, what is FIFA and what have they done?
FIFA. All right, Sybil. All right.
Thank you.
Nice.
FIFA. Okay.
Yes. This is the
explain that.
This is the governing board for professional soccer, and they have regularly accused of bribery and kickbacks, allegations that reached a fever pitch after it awarded the World Cup to Russia and Qatar in 2018 and 2022. So U.S. Attorney Loretta Lynch has laid it out yesterday. The suspects planned their crimes in the U.S. They used the U.S. banking system. They planned to profit through schemes that targeted the growing U.S. market for soccer. And they say that they are a big deal and that the World Cup is one of those major worldwide events, and now they have used the U.S. banking system, and that's when the U.S. Department of Justice got involved, and they said this is mafia-like, the way they have used the banking system.
As kickbacks.
Yeah. Because
make you build stadiums that you don't need, all kind of stuff.
Jay, just in bribes alone, that's how
the bribes.
Putting them.
The bribes with the players.
The players.
Remember when the World Cup came and they were talking about all the players that
were
getting
involved in the kickbacks.
And it's something like $24 billion.
Yes, exactly.
In a matter of 10 years.
Yeah.
Oh my
billion.
God, that's a 24, lot of money.
That's right.
Yes.
Soccer, and that money has been coming through.
And it's been coming through our banking system. Yeah, for years. Yeah. Tracy Morgan has settled his big buck lawsuit against a Walmart almost a year after one of the superstore's tractor trailers smashed into his limo van on the New Jersey Turnpike. The deal was first revealed in court filings in Newark Federal Court and confirmed with a joint statement by Tracy Morgan and Walmart. We know that the amount that they settled with his good friend, Uncle Jimmy Mack McNair, that was $10 million. They have not given the final numbers on that, but they do say that it is probably in that neighborhood.
Sherry, have you seen Tracy lately?
I have not seen Tracy. As soon as I get a break, I want to go over and just hang out. But I've not seen Tracy, no.
He suffered a broken leg, broken ribs in the crash. Also, they say that he has been in therapy most intensively almost since the accident happened a year ago.
That's a lot of damage.
Yeah, it is. And finally, we have the story of a Kenyan lawyer who has offered cows, goats, and sheep in order to marry Malia Obama.
Cows, goats, and sheep.
Felix Caprono, a lawyer in Nairobi, Kenya, has his eye on the president's oldest daughter. He has offered to win her hand 50 cows, 70 sheep, and 30 goats.
He's still coming in low with the animals.
It is a little low.
That's low with the livestock, even still.
There's more where that comes from.
Well, if that's your first showing, I'm not impressed.
She's just 16.
Well, you know, they get them young over
there.
They get them young over there.
And he said he wants to teach her how to milk a cow, cook,
oh, good grief.
Cook porridge, which they call ugali, and prepare mursik.
That's
which
what
is
they
the
do over
milk.
There. That's their custom.
Well, there's your big red flag right there. He wants you to learn how to cook,
milk
clean,
a cow.
Does
and
he
serve.
Know that she's originally from the south side of Chicago?
Thank you.
And her mama, too.
And her mama, too.
But her daddy's from Kenya.
Yeah, but her mama and she is from the south.
Her daddy's from Hawaii.
We're from Hawaii. I'm with you, Sybil. Hawaii.
And we're talking right now to two south side of Chicago black women, Sherry and Sybil.
You gonna learn how to serve and make some ugawali
porridge. First of all, she's a black woman, and all that ain't happening. Now, you're right about that, ladies. You're absolutely right.
She can wear cow on her feet. That's what she can do.
Cow hide is fine.
Thank you.
That's it. Those are your headlines.
And cooking? Nah, you're not getting that.
Yeah, you're not getting no cooking.
15 before the hour. This is the TJ.
I'll order and put it on China.